¿Qué pasó, gente? What's up, people? It's your boy Belon. You're tuned in to another episode of Trollcast. So, this episode is going to be about Native Americans. Strictly Native Americans. So, I want to kick out all my shout-outs to the original people of the Americas, the original people of the Western Hemisphere. Every single tribe out there. Every single tribe out there. And there's a whole bunch of them. Probably be here for 30 minutes if I had to name all of them. It's like 1,000 of them. And for all you haters, y'all know what y'all can do. Y'all can turn off the podcast and go listen to something else. Because this is strictly for the love that I have for my peoples. So, yeah, but you don't got to be Native American to listen to it, as long as you ain't a hater. you know, we're about to have Thanksgiving, and, you know, this holiday is something that, you know, it puts a lot of pain into the heart of indigenous people, you know, not just you know, one tribe, not just some tribes, but I think that anybody that has like a real pride towards their ancestors, I know I'm the kind of person that demands respect. I was actually about to record an episode about respect. I just haven't finished it. But this one's different. This one, you know, I think all Native Americans have a certain amount of untouchable pride. An untouchable dignity and an untouchable respect towards things that are important, like humanity, the earth, people. Sometimes we have so much respect for other people and other things that we forget about ourselves. I think that's something that I've seen in a lot of Native Americans. And it's not our fault. I think that we are givers. You know, we've always been givers, even before the colonizers. And maybe this is part of the reason why I couldn't finish the episode on respect. Because I know respect is a two-way street. It's a mutual agreement. And when I say that, you know, we've always been givers, our way of life has been changed. Like, it really has been changed, you know. I deal with the public all the time, and sometimes I have clients with a lot of money and a lot of possessions and a lot of things. And shit is real, man. I look at these big houses and these cars and this wealth that they've acquired through capitalism. And in this observation, this is what capitalism is. I've always been an advocate for capitalism, but as I'm getting more and more and more thought conscientious about what makes the world tick or how the world ticks. Because I've always known money was important. We all know that. I've always known capitalism was important. I was a strong advocate for it. But when you understand the past, the history, the grievances, and the the cost that was associated with what this world or this country calls freedom was not free. Was not free. I got a new catchphrase, a new saying. Google ain't free. Ain't nothing free. That's always been the saying that you've always heard time and time again. Nothing is free. Well, didn't always used to be that way. Because the world was given to people, and some people steal. Some people will go so far to kill, lie, cheat, and destroy. And I think it's a part of the healing process. I know some people might want to listen to this and turn it off because it disgusts you, or it turns, you know, you get this notion in your head that everything's negative. I think it is part of the healing process to understand it. I think you have to understand it. I think you have to deal with it. I think you have to listen to it. I really do. I think that's a part of healing yourself. And if you don't, well, how are you ever going to heal? How are you ever going to? And it's hard, man. It's hard to learn about the history of what America has done. But I think it's an essential part of becoming who you're supposed to be. Digging. A lot of it is not easily found. But today we have the internet. Today we have these Android devices, these Apple devices that virtually anything and everything you want them to do. Information at the speed of light, at your fingertips. And I challenge you as a human to look it up. The whole Western Hemisphere. And don't slice it up. Don't put borders here and there. There were never borders. The Incas never had to cross a border to get to Mexico. The Mayas never had to cross a border to get to the Peoples or the Chichimecs or the Aztecs. Neither did the Navajo or the Apache to get to those tribes. You know, the Iroquois. All of these civilizations And I named a few. You know, the Mexicas. And you look at what was done as far as like their engineering. The Mayas' mathematics. Their inventions. Their astronomy. Charting the stars. Knowing the circumference of the globe. With a margin of error less than a football field. I mean, these are truly some marvelous people. But Western thinking will tell you that the aliens did it. Aliens came down and used these tools to cut these stones into these buildings. Man, it's funny. But yeah, now, I just felt like doing a Native American segment, you know, in light of Thanksgiving next week. Don't know if I'm going to, be in that mood again, you know, over the next few days to do a pre-Thanksgiving show. But I just wanted to go ahead and express a little bit of love for all my peoples, for all my gente, you know. Even if you're a Potawatomi or, you know, whatever, you know, what whatever tribe you're from. It's my niece's tribe. I had to say that. We're all the same, you know. I know a lot of people get tired of being called Mexicans because they ain't Mexican. All these other indigenous people that call themselves Latinos. I got episodes for you. We're indigenous. We're native. We're the real Americans. And once we start to realize that, recognize that, talk about that, study that, preach that, and that day is coming. And that's part of the reason I have this this podcast, is to basically just discuss dialogue that I think should be commonplace. Tell other people about it, and hopefully, you know, they'll get something out of it. I don't get a whole lot of comments. I get a lot of plays. I've been growing. And I appreciate every single one of y'all that comes back and listens to a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth episode. Because I know that y'all are out there. That's cool. I'm starting to see that. And that is one of the only reasons I continue to put out episode after episode. I haven't even been out 2 months yet. I think just a few days ago, like maybe 3 days ago, maybe 5 days ago, something like that, was my fifth week. And I've put out a good number of episodes, but I've been noticing that people are listening. And as you can tell, the newer episodes are getting better, and I think one of the first episodes I redid it was probably called the Jekyll Island. You can tell that one's new. It doesn't sound like all the other first ones. The other first ones maybe sound like I did them in a restroom. But I appreciate it. That's all I'm saying is y'all coming back. It does inspire me to go ahead and put more thought into a lot of these episodes. I'm taking it more seriously. And it is because I do care about, our culture. I care about our gente. It makes me feel real good talking about it. And I'm proud, you know. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of my people. I'm proud of our heritage. I'm proud of our culture. And I guess until the next episode, it's your boy signing out. Your boy Pelon. I have to watch you. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.